FreeTalkLive.com.
Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231, toll free, 1-800-259-9231, allows you to literally hijack the airwaves, take over the show. We're here until 10 o'clock Eastern Time, and we got stuff that we want to talk about, but if you have always wanted to get on the radio and talk about some issue, you got something you want to get off your chest, you got a personal problem, you want to get some other people's opinions on, we're here for you. It's Ian here with you.
And Johnson.
And Manwich.
Again, the number 800-259-9231. And get interactive with us online at freetalklive.com. We've got the bulletin board system there with literally thousands of posts and hundreds of people interacting there. So be sure you check that out. It's absolutely free. Freetalklive.com. Now, the last hour, we just got started on this whole conversation about how much is too much when it comes to noise coming from somebody's automobile. Whether it be train horns, loud bass, blasting music, or in this case, whistle tips. Because the last article we talked about was somebody actually, people in Miami, the Miami area of Florida, actually mounting 150 decibel train horns.
Well, the train horns is now like a new thing. The original whistle tips are from train. They're from trains.
Are they really?
Yeah. Now what the whistle tips is, this is the whistle tips were the first generation that I guess... You know, since they banned whistle tips, which I believe, yeah, they did ban whistle tips out.
Thank God.
There, Oakland, California.
Yeah, the whistle tips became hot in California. Now the train horn phenomenon is starting in Miami. So just to kind of recap, those of you who might just be tuning in to what the problem here is, we'll go ahead and play a news report from a couple years back about whistle tips that happens to involve one of our favorite television personalities, Bub Rub. You'll be introduced to him here momentarily.
The latest rage for kids is driving parents and entire neighborhoods crazy. It's called a whistle tip, and it's welded inside a car's muffler to make the car...
I just love the way news people
listen to this delivery. Yeah. It's a whistle tip, and it's welded inside a car's muffler.
Car screechingly loud for nearly a mile. Well, tomorrow night, Oakland...
She's one of the best, too. I mean, she's like on KRON-TV out in Los Angeles. I mean, she's top dog.
You know, did you hear that breath?
Residents will be complaining...
Well, they don't have time to edit that sort of thing.
I know.
Officially, the City Hall officials, Crown Force Mark Jones has the story live in Oakland this evening. Mark.
Well, Pam, city residents have been told this noise is perfectly legal, so tomorrow they hope to start the process to change the law. Nearly every muffler shop in Oakland is installing whistler tips. It's a piece of metal welded inside the exhaust pipes that makes the car audible for almost a mile.
Tell me about the whistles.
The whistles got whoop!
Anybody that has it in...
That's Bub Rub, by the way.
In their neighborhood, it's going to be totally driven crazy.
It sounds like what?
Well, you want a whoop-whoop! It's that whoop-whoop! You know what I'm saying? Then
you know what he's saying?
I know what he's saying.
It's the woo-woo.
He's saying, actually, that I'm an idiot. That's Oakland for I'm a butthead.
Oh, that ain't trip off the flow, man.
That decoration,
what
man.
Did you say? What was that?
Yo, man, he's got to trip out the flow, man. It's the decoration, man. That's
yeah, I think
that's
he said something about Flowmasters. Flowmasters. I think that's a brand of muffler or something like that.
Whoop! You know what I'm saying? Then you got the flows. They didn't trip out the Flowmasters.
That decoration, man. It's just the decoration. That's it. That's all, man. We do it for decoration.
You have it on your car?
Noisy
decoration. Yeah, I got it on my car.
It was being installed on their car. Roxanne Brun says the high-pitched tone, like the squeal of a bark train that doesn't stop, is keeping...
I love it. What you can't see is you can hear the noise, right?
Right.
Well, you can't see the footage. They've got footage of this beater family wagon or whatever, like something that the Griswolds were driving.
It's like a Vista Cruiser. It's like a Vista Cruiser.
Somebody put whistle tips on their family Vista Cruiser.
You're awake at night. Police have told her it is legal.
They think it's a fad. It's going to go away. It's not going away.
And it's driving you nuts.
It's driving me nuts. I work at home.
Buy some earplugs.
I can't concentrate when it goes on for you know, hours.
Some neighbors are saying way too loud.
That's only in the morning. You're supposed to be up cooking breakfast or somebody, and so that's like an alarm clock. Woo, woo!
Bub Rub.
What do you think
Lil
my shotguns
would
sound like, an alarm clock to him?
Some Oakland residents will complain about the noisemakers Tuesday night at the city council meeting. Until the law changes...
All right, enough of that. 1-800-259-9231. So, whether it be whistle tips that go woo-woo, as you may or may not know.
Yeah, in fact, they do go woo-woo.
Right.
Yeah.
Or the train horns that people are now mounting to their vehicles down in the Miami area. The question here is, how much...
You're going to be a celebrity now, an internet celebrity. Manwich.
Manwich goes,
How much is too much, though? I say that the problem is not with the train horns, and the problem is not with the whistle tips, but indeed with the fact that we have government-owned roads. Because... You were calling for banning train horns completely.
Banning the attaching of train horns to vehicles, yes. Right. Actually, I don't have a problem with you putting a train horn in your vehicle. I just have a problem with you blowing that horn.
Right.
Ever.
Exactly.
Ever.
I understand. I wouldn't like it either, by the way. At the house I live in, we've got next door a bunch of dogs that bark in the morning, and they really, really annoy the hell out of me. So I certainly understand where you guys are coming from. I think that if we had private roads in this country, then each road owner could set his or her rules, and I'm sure that these would be
Dogs aren't on somebody's road.
Well, the dogs are a whole different issue.
Okay.
Okay. I chose to live next door to somebody, and so therefore I chose to deal with whatever damned animals it is that they have next door to them. I don't want to say anything to the neighbor because then the neighbor may likely report me in for code enforcement on who knows what. You know what I mean? So even though the dogs are annoying,
you'll live in fear anyway.
I'll live in fear. Yeah, right. There you go. So was my response what you'd expected me to say, or did you just
precisely
expect me to try?
Precisely what I expect you to say.
Okay.
Precisely.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's privatize the roads.
Well,
come
it would
on.
Solve the problem, wouldn't it?
Is it constitutional?
No, wouldn't.
Wait, is what constitutional?
Privatizing roads? All the roads,
sure.
Anywhere? No.
Sure, it's not unconstitutional necessarily.
It's not unconstitutional, no.
Right. There's no specifics in the Constitution that say you can't build a road.
Let's make libertarianism palatable for real people. People with sanity, for instance. Nobody can imagine what it would be like to have private roads.
Why not?
All they can imagine is toll booths everywhere.
Even if you privatize the roads, what are you going to do? Well, are you going to have certain roads that ban the horns? Is that what you're saying?
Exactly. I'm sure most of them would.
And then how are they going to enforce it? With police officers?
With the police. Exactly right.
Well, why not just get the police involved and get that whole privatizing road nonsense out of there? Because it screws with everybody.
Because
everybody hates the whole private road thing. I think that roads should be maintained by the government, whether it's a municipality, state, or federal, and they should be maintained with gas.
You just love big government, that's all.
No, I don't.
How about this? How about you say the libertarianism is it comes down to you are allowed to... be free as long as you aren't infringing upon other people's freedom. And I'm sorry, these horns are an act of violence.
Yes, they are. Absolutely an act of violence.
I agree that if you damage you could damage someone's hearing with them. And
not only
case,
can you damage someone's hearing,
but
you're causing people to lose sleep. That's an act of violence.
So then my neighbor's dogs are committing violence on me in the morning?
If they're causing you to lose sleep, then yes, absolutely.
So do I have the right to kill the dog in self-defense?
No, but you do have the right to...
So it must not really be violence. Then.
Well, you have the
Maybe
right...
it's force.
Well, it's force, absolutely. I don't know if it necessarily... You definitely have the right to take it to court. I don't know
why
that
the hell would I want to go through all
I don't
that?
Know that you'd have the right
adjusting it. We're just saying you do.
I don't know that you'd have the right, for example, if your girlfriend were beating you, or your fiancé were beating you... You know, if you'd have the right to kill her in self-defense, you'd have the right to take her to court. You know.
Well, no, if you're getting beaten up and you, fight back and you accidentally kill somebody, then what are you
going to
do?
Then chances are you're going to go to jail for a very long time.
You're
going
to go to jail for manslaughter, maybe. It wouldn't be preempted. It wouldn't be, It wouldn't be first-degree murder. That's for damn sure. 800-259-9231. Thank you. 800-259-9231. Do you think that we should ban train horns? Do you think that
everybody thinks we should ban train horns, except for you?
Well,
you
I say
lunatic.
No. I say it's just a waste of police. Then you have to go through car inspections, and people are going to have to get their cars inspected to make sure
you
there aren't any train
demented.
Horns under there.
You're insane. No, if you blow a horn and somebody complains, you get a ticket.
Well, what's too loud then? Should we ban all car horns? Because they're all annoying. It's Free Talk Live. Come back with more.
This This is Jeff Diamond, and we're talking to the creator of Right Size Smoothies, Steve Bostick.
I just got off the phone with a woman who ordered Right Size last week. Her name is Joni, and she already lost 12 pounds in only 7 days, and she was so excited. She said this is the first time that she's tried a weight loss product that actually worked for her.
When you drink a Right Size Smoothie, you feel like you're full, and that's what you're looking for, isn't it?
We call it the Hunger Smashing Smoothie. We've developed a cutting-edge appetite manager called Appamine. It's in the smoothie. You drink the smoothie. It knocks out your appetite. It helps you burn more calories than you take in safely and without being hungry. And as you know, that's what leads to weight loss. It's a great product.
And you're going to let people try this for free for 2 weeks.
It's the best deal that anybody's ever offered on a weight loss product. You don't pay anything up front. You try the product free for 2 full weeks, see how it works for you, and either you lose the weight or you never pay for it.
Call 1-888-223-2838. 1-888-223-2838. That's 1-888-223-2838 for Right Size Smoothies.
To the farthest corners of the earth, explorers are willing to put all their wealth and skill into mapping every corner of the world, and they did. But you can still hold the world in the palm of your hand, achieve financial independence. Unlike explorers of yesteryear, you'll have a map to follow instead of relying on a compass and a North Star. Get the Red Book of the U.S. coins, and you'll begin your journey to total financial freedom. Right now, Midas Resources is offering the 2005 edition of the Red Book, along with a silver dollar, for only $22.95. Call them today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237. I can tell you there'll be storms ahead, but with real money as your base, liberty will be your fate. Leave the fiat currency behind and call Midas Resources to get your Red Book along with that silver dollar for only $22.95. Get the map. Start your journey to financial independence today. The time is now. Call 800-686-2237. Get your Red Book now, and you'll weather any storm that comes your way.
I want you to take a moment to think about moving out of your home, uprooting your family, uprooting your career, changing your whole life. Thought about it? It's quite a commitment, isn't it? I'd like you to think about this, too. Do you feel like we're rapidly losing our civil liberties with each passing day? Does this worry you? Does it bother you that our politicians don't even read many of the laws they sign? Thousands of members of the Free State Project have made that commitment to change their lives by gathering 20,000 people with a plan to move to New Hampshire to remind the world that freedom works. When we reduce the size, scope, and expense of government, you and your family will be free to run your life and run your business as you see fit. With the Free State Project, you can have liberty in your lifetime. For more information on the Free State Project, please visit our website, freestateproject.org, or call toll-free at 1-888-532-4604. That's 888-532-4604. Or freestateproject.org.
My doctor was truly amazed at the improvements my heart showed after my heart attack. Thank you, Cardivite.
I was having a hard time breathing and had to rest in the afternoons, but since Cardivite, that's all changed now. I've had chronic fatigue for 12 years now and decided to try Cardivite. Boy, it's improved my energy dramatically.
Cardivite. We all use Cardivite.
Ladies and gentlemen, Heart Drop 2000% Cardivite. Cardivite is an all-natural supplement which is made up of our own special blend of herbs gathered from many different parts of the world. Specially designed to improve your health, come on and care about yourself just a little more with Cardivite. You can find more information at www.cardovite.us or call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822.
Cardivite is a natural thing.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. It's your show. You can take control at any time just by dialing in. Again, 800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Johnson.
And Manwich.
Don't forget, you can also get interactive with us at freetalklive.com. We've got the updates section there. You just click updates, sign up, maybe takes you a minute or two, and then from that point on, whenever there's news about the show, we'll send it straight to your email box, and you'll be one of the first people to know, like, who our new affiliate is, or who our new...
We're sending it out tonight, aren't we?
There's no, not going to be an affiliate announcement tonight.
Oh.
There's going to be something else coming out tonight. FreeTalkLive.com. So we're talking about train horns, we're talking about whistle tips. What amount
whistle
of noise...
Whistle tips on mufflers?
...is too much? Whistle tips on mufflers. And you're telling, you told me during the break that you think that this is where I break down.
Yeah.
You've got me by the balls now, Manwich. And we just haven't had a chance to hash it out completely.
Oh, God. Well, go ahead, hash it out.
So here's a question, another question
tell me about
I have
this.
For you guys. Because you guys are both for the prohibition of whistle tips and the prohibition of train horns.
I am for
You're for noise ordinances.
I'm for noise ordinances in general, actually.
Yeah,
that's
okay,
one of the things where I am not libertarian.
Well, I will agree with you that noise can absolutely be forced. I mean, a certain decibel level and above can damage human hearing. I mean,
because
that's absolutely forced.
There is nothing I can personally do to get back at those people. Nothing. There is nothing I can do about it.
You could join the war and start
your
own train
horns.
Yeah,
see, but that's not helping me. There's nothing I can do to help myself in that situation. Therefore, it's forced against me.
I agree with you.
If I have a neighbor that plays music loud late at night, there's nothing I can do about it. I just have to lose sleep. And
call the copperoonies. Call the copperoonies.
Exactly. Okay. Or call in the police and use force against
me. When we're dealing with the government and noise issues, what level is appropriate? Is a regular car horn, is that okay?
It depends on the use. Here is
how many times can I blow the horn?
You can blow it as often as somebody doesn't call the police and file a complaint against you.
Well, what if I call the cops the first time? I don't like car horns. I don't like them being blown. I like a nice, quiet neighborhood. Someone drove through and blew a horn.
Then you're a crackpot.
Okay, so there's a certain level at which you become which you're a sensible citizen, and then there's a certain level at which you're a crackpot. There's also a certain level at which you have a regular car horn, and then there's a whistle tip, and then there's a train horn. So there's somewhere in there where the lines have to be drawn. Who's going to draw those lines?
Reasonable people that we elect.
But the people that we elect aren't very reasonable.
Sorry, we need to have noise ordinances.
Why not just turn everything back to private property and then let private property owners set whatever ordinances they want to?
Because it is way too bizarre and complicated to have privatized roads.
No, what's bizarre and complicated are the damn noise ordinances.
They're not.
If you're in the
as
Tampa
long as
Bay
you
area,
don't install a train horn in your car, you don't have any. I have never, ever had a problem with the noise ordinances besides
well, you're not trying to put on any
night.
Concerts. You're not trying to put on. How does that affect our concerts? People who want to put concerts on. Here in the Tampa Bay area where we're doing this show from, there's a noise ordinance that says you can't have over 70 decibels of noise outdoors, basically.
Right.
And as a matter of fact, I don't know if this went through, but there was a proposal to change the way they took the readings. Because, as you were saying before, you have to have a cop come down there with a decibel meter and take a reading to discover whether or not the noise
is
too loud.
They take the readings now at the source, which is stupid.
Right. So here we are again dealing with, okay, do you take the reading from where the complaint happened, or do you take the reading from the source of the noise? Well, you would think you'd take the reading from where the complaint happened, but as Johnson just reported, they're now taking it from where the source was. Because some people, old curmudgeons like you, man, which don't like to hear young people playing music at night, and so they lobby these bureaucrats who are in the city government to pass a more restrictive noise ordinance, and as a result, people suffer more. People who want to play music suffer more, and not even just the people with the car.
You're
horns.
The syndicalist. Let the old people have Florida then.
Well, I am moving to New Hampshire, so the old people can have Florida. I don't have a problem with that. But why can't we just get private property rights back? I mean, if the noise on a road is a problem, sell the road to a private company. Let the private company put whatever draconian noise ordinances he wants in. I have no
right,
problem
okay,
with
but,
that.
Okay, the part you're forgetting is, okay, you've got private property, okay?
Okay.
Say I live in my apartment, my private property. My neighbor's playing loud music.
Well,
when does it get enforced? My private property is being violated.
Well, if you're... Okay.
When does the enforcement come in? I'm on my private property. When I'm in my apartment and these train horns are coming by and blowing loud train noises into my goddamn private property.
Let's not use apartment. Let's say... Because on an apartment, you're on someone else's private property.
Okay, I'm in my house.
Let's say it's your house that you own, and next door you've got a neighbor who's got a real kick-ass home theater system, and he's cranking it up. You can hear the movie that he's playing next door, and that's bothering you. Okay, let's just keep it simple. Well, in that case, again, somebody's going to have to set some sort of arbitrary limit, and it's going to vary according to wherever you're at. Why not just have deed restrictions if that's a problem? It could be in your deed restrictions. Private property does seem to be the answer, whereas if I don't want restrictions on the noise that I can generate on my property,
it still comes down to someone enforcing something. You're just changing who's doing the enforcement.
That's exactly right. That's exactly what I'm changing. And what's wrong with it, with changing that? What's wrong with property rights?
What's wrong with having elected officials who give...
I don't like other people telling me what to do. I didn't elect them.
You can move to a... You're still free. You can go ahead and buy 100 acres out in East Florida someplace,
right.
And you can then nobody with a train horn would ever bother you.
That's right. Exactly right. So I suggest that's what you do, Manwich.
But I just back myself into a corner. You're crazy, man. No, I'm sorry.
That's right. Whenever you're backed into a corner, just call me crazy.
Yeah,
go ahead.
You are nuts.
I don't think there's anything crazy at all suggesting we go back to private property rights. My suggestion will solve your problem, Manwich.
No.
Without having everybody fighting in the center of town trying to agree on what decibel levels are appropriate. Without having to have, the cops have this whole bureaucratic jurisdiction.
Do you realize people like America? I mean, America's a really nice place to live, and people want to live here.
Uh-huh.
You know why? Because it's a great place as it is now.
I'd rather have my
you
cops...
You want to change everything completely.
I'd rather... There's nothing that would be changed besides
Absolutely.
The ownership, that's all. I don't believe in this communistic road system that you believe in, Manwich.
Sorry, it's in the Constitution.
Excuse me?
It is.
It's not in the Constitution.
Sure, it says here in the Fifth Amendment.
People should own the roads.
It doesn't say that, no. It says in here in the Fifth Amendment that, in fact, property can be used for public use. Right
uh-huh.
here. Without due process law, nor shall private property be taken away for public use without just compensation. That means there is public use for property, and some of that public use would be roads.
And I think that's a really piss-poor public use. It doesn't have to be that way. In many communities, it's not that way. We've talked about this plenty of times.
Whoa. What's a good public use?
I don't have an answer.
I knew you wouldn't.
Because I don't believe government can do anything right. And I'm sorry, even though the government can manage to get the roads built, they do a crap can job of keeping them up. You have to agree with me on that, Manwich. Look at the construction around here. I'm sure it's not very different in most other parts of the country.
I'll give you that if a private company, if a private individual had owned a road, he could build a much better road than we have out there,
yeah.
But he could also maintain a much worse road.
And then people
the road
drive
system
on it.
Wouldn't be as good as it is now. We would not have
what
the great...
What are you talking about?
What?
You have no idea. You're the one who's crazy, Manwich, suggesting that our road system would be worse off if it was privately run.
Absolutely.
Our road system right now is stuck in the 50s. I mean, we haven't really had any sort of new development.
Road revolutions?
Road innovations?
I'm going to have to disagree with you on the road thing as well.
Sorry, I feel like the interstate system is
fantastic.
Dude,
the only changes that have happened in the past 50 years to our road systems have been minor tweaks in how a traffic light
it's
might
just
work.
Interstate system is fantastic. Last time I was driving home from Tampa, they narrowed the road down at 10 p.m. to one lane.
Manwich, private industry will do roads better. There's no doubt about that. And if you want to hash it out, we can. If you want to chime in, change the topic completely, 800-259-9231. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Hi, I'm Bobby Likas with today's Car Clinic Minute. You fight Father Time by eating right in the kitchen and exercising in the gym, but there's someone in your garage who may be losing in the war of aging gracefully. When I come back, I'll name the casualty. This is Bobby Likas with some investment advice. Reduce cost and risk while protecting major investments, like the one you're driving right now. Here's the plan. Have your engine, transmission, driveline, power steering, and cooling system cleaned, flushed, and conditioned with BG products and professional services. I mentioned reducing risk. BG services include a 150,000-mile, 7-year protection plan free. Some restrictions apply, so get the facts at bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com. You're holding your own in the battle with Father Time by tending to your health and good looks. But your family car, with aging signs much like our own, may not be growing old so gracefully. Just as skin wrinkles, a car's paint fades, and its upholstery thins. And like unexercised human muscles, a car can lose its get-up and go. Problem is, too many owners don't launch an assault against Father Time by executing the ultimate battle plan. Schedule maintenance and weekly washings. Regroup by taking your car for regular checkups and polishing it often. I'm Bobby Likas. Likas, you'll love us. Want to know the secret to finding a shop that can keep your car running like new? Find the cleanest shop in town, where cleaning is top priority. Not talking about clean floors, but better shops have those too. I mean shops that have the best training, equipment, and chemistry to clean every air, fuel, and fluid system in your vehicle. Keep it clean, and you don't have to keep replacing parts. Find your clean shop at bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. Toll-free 800-259-9231. This is your show, and you can take control anytime. Just get on the phones. 800-259-9231. Also, you can get interactive with us at freetalklive.com. We've got the archives there. Last 6 days worth of the show, fully archived and described. Right there on the front page of the website. There's no need to log in. There's no membership fee. You just go get them. FreeTalkLive.com. It's Ian here with you.
And Johnson.
And Manwich.
And let's get right back in here to the phones. Let's go to Molte from Copenhagen, Denmark. Molte, you're
on Free
Talk Live. Hello.
I have something to say about this, about the roads.
Yes, sir.
I'm listening regular to Alex Jones. And I'm understanding they are in a way of federalizing. Make all the roads federalized, and you have to pay tax to the federal government when you drive on a road.
Well, you already have to pay tax to the feds when you buy your gasoline in this country.
Yeah, but the road and the toll.
Are you talking
about the
plan to tax by the mile, Multi?
Yeah, they're talking about that here too. For many years.
Yeah, that's a frightening concept.
They're doing it in London now, actually.
Really?
And over
they're actually doing it.
Yeah, they're actually doing it. Yeah.
Wow. So, Multi, were you trying to just alert us to that fact?
Yeah, I don't know. And another thing, this federal government, it's really running under something called maritime law or uniform commercial code.
Okay.
I'm reading some post on your forum about it.
Yeah, what you're talking about
you
is get the...
You don't have to pay taxes. You can just contact Vic and he will help you to get out of IRS.
You can contact Rick?
Yeah, Victor. Victor Valyabedian.
He's
a Ukrainian.
I'll call him tomorrow. I'm going to call him tomorrow, I tell you.
You can do it then. If you could get that on Storm and, I don't know, maybe a couple of millions a month, I'm sure the government will.
All right, Molte. Hey, we got to run. Thanks for the call, man. 800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231. So we ended up getting down to...
What?
He's a nice guy.
I know.
Nice guy from Copenhagen.
I'm glad he calls. And he certainly gives an international flavor
to
Talk Live.
Everybody's listening. All over the world. Well, most people. Some people. All over the world. Anyway, free roads. What we're talking about here, we're talking about train whistles. People are now putting train horns on their vehicles in the Miami area. It's causing a big ruckus. I'm not arguing for people being able to damage other people's hearing, not at all. My argument is, let's go ahead and privatize the roads, sell off the government roads to private industry, private individuals, private groups, organizations, health, charitable organizations, whoever wants to buy them and take care of them.
I would have never guessed that you would have said that either.
And and then we got into you trying to defend the current road system that we have, because it works.
It does work.
It does work. I mean, it's not rocket science. People get on the road. They drive from point A to point B. Now and then, the roads deteriorate. Eventually, after years of deterioration, the government finally gets around to going ahead and updating the road or putting some fresh pavement in there. Or in some very rare cases, like the Big Dig in Boston, the construction just never ends, apparently. So, would you agree with me, Manwich, that...
No.
Government can do... You're saying that... Let me see if I understand you, Manwich. Manwich, you believe the government is the best choice to take care of the roads in this country.
Yes, and here's why. Let's suppose for a minute that I own my little house up in Tampa Bay,
mm-hmm.
and you own the road that runs down... you own my street.
Right.
And I don't like you, and you don't like me.
Uh-huh.
How do I go to work in the morning?
Wait, I thought you own... Oh, wait, I own the road or you
I own the
road?
Lot, you own the road. And you're a punk, and you won't let me on your road because you own it. People have disputes all the time, right? And people trespass, mm-hmm. and people say, you can't come on my property anymore.
Right.
People say that all the time, right? So you could say that to me, and you own the only road on my lot. I can't get to work. I'm going to have to contact my neighbors and ask if I can build a driveway back through their easements so that I can get on the road next, assuming you don't own that one, too. Because if you own the road that I live on and the road behind me, then I cannot leave my house.
Do you realize how out of control that thought process is
no,
right there?
No, it's not out of control.
You
because
are nuts.
I don't like you very
you
much.
You are nuts.
Okay, how is that out of control?
It's not out of control.
I'm sitting here not thinking it's out of control. How is it out of control?
The idea that somebody that owns a road has some sort of vendetta against one man.
People have vendettas all the time.
If the road was private, why not?
There are people I won't do business with in this town.
Well, then, okay. So once he buys a road, then you're being prevented from leaving your house, is what you're saying, right?
Right. I am his prisoner.
Well, then he'd be using force against you.
What? You're going to use the laws to force a man to do something with his property? That doesn't seem fair.
I don't think that.
Are you gonna make that property disabled person compliant too?
You know, I wish some.
Are people gonna be able to smoke on his road? Because you got a real problem here, pal. You got a real problem with your private property road system. It's falling apart in your face. Sorry, man. The government has to run the roads. That's all there is to it. It's okay.
I wish he's going to come back.
It's a bad
I wish
system.
I had a better response.
Well, I know right
he's
now.
A genius.
I'm
not going to dispute that.
A
he will come
out
up.
There, for there this,
is a response.
And I don't
for
have it.
I know
it
for a fact, that there's a response out there for this.
And he
right
will
now,
find it.
Ian doesn't know it. He will find it. Ian will be the biggest expert on private roads
but the
of
thing is,
anyone
man,
in the country.
It's a system that works.
I can see Ian on the phone with Mary Ruart and Harry Brown tomorrow.
There's a lot in our current government that doesn't work, but one thing that does work okay is our road system. It's all right. It's not good, but it's all right.
It could be much, much better.
It could be much better.
We could maybe...
Absolutely.
Look,
but,
I'm not arguing for anarchy right now, okay? I'm arguing for...
a return to constitutional
I'm
government.
Arguing for libertarianism to, like, the extreme, okay? And so, therefore, we could have some sort of government rules that apply to people who buy roads. Look, you can't ban... Manwich from driving on your road because then you'd be starving him to death because he wouldn't be able to leave his apartment building or whatever.
Yeah.
I definitely agree that there, if in a libertarian society, if we were to privatize, you know, we could privatize the roads and say, you know, in this modern day, that you could make a law that says, look, you can't force someone to stay in their house. So
if
they have to cross your road to get to leave their house to get to work, then sorry, you have to.
Here's an example of how the freedom. I'm trying to think of this. I'm sweating buckets over here trying to figure this out, Manwich. Okay, so we've got. I'm an evil road owner, and I'm preventing you.
You're
from
not
leaving
an evil road
house.
Owner.
Yes, I'm evil against you. I hate you, Manwich.
Just to be clear, people get in disputes all the time.
Like we're the Hatfields and the McCoys. Okay,
there's lots of people in this world that won't do business with each other.
Understood. Okay, so anyway, you're assuming that the road is owned by me, and I'm not letting you off your property in order to go on to my road. Well, you could call the local news and say, hey, I'm trying to get off my property, and this guy's not letting me get off my property. Come report on this. And then they come down there, report on it, and then people get rally behind your cause, Manwich, because you're a good guy, and I'm an evil man. And so, therefore, then people just decide to stop using my road and my.
What if you only
drive?
Own the one road and it only runs down one residential street? I live practically.
You should have outbid me, you pathetic.
I live practically on a cul-de-sac. Nobody comes down my road to get any place else. Almost nobody comes.
Most private neighborhoods are owned by an association, a neighborhood association.
Okay. Well, what if this one wasn't?
What if you're like the guy who argues for the guy that built the 40-story house next door that falls over.
You've
on
got to.
You're the guy who always brings up the cannon in the front yard argument. You're nuts. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live. We need to go somewhere else. Coming up next, this is your show. Take control.
So what's in your shampoo, bath soap, and dish soap? Chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodiums, formaldehydes, etc.? Read the labels. Inhaling exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Also may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause you to seek medical help. Perfumes, also known as fragrance on a label, can indicate the presence of thousands of separate ingredients. Now, just by one example, here's what's in my Calben Pure Soap Shampoo. It's all natural, earth-friendly, it contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. No harsh chemicals, no animal tallow or testing. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all their cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free at 1-800-340-7091. That's 800-340-7091, or visit CalbenPureSoap.com.
Do you want to be able to listen to adult programming? Make your own decisions about what your children can see and hear? Or have reporters tell you when politicians use gutter language or engage in sexual misconduct? Well, too bad. Congress wants to take these things away from you by imposing huge fines on broadcasters for indecent speech. I'm Jim Babka, president of DownsizedDC.org. I'm also a parent with three young children. Like you, I don't want Congress making my decisions about what I can see or hear, or how I raise my children. Tell Congress no. Go to DownsizedDC.org and petition Congress to withdraw their huge new fines for indecent speech. Save your right to make your own choices. Visit DownsizedDC.org and send Congress a message. That's www.DownsizedDC.org. Don't censor our programs.
All water isn't the same. Scientific research in the past two decades which studied water has produced some startling new information. Water is not just some simple liquid that we happen to drink. Because our body is composed of 75% water, drinking energized water adds pure light frequency that can help cleanse and help alleviate most health problems. AquaNorthwest.com carries a full line of products that will increase the water's energy by creating a positive spin and revitalizing water in a higher vibration state. For example, AquaNorthwest.com offers an energy gel mug. Simply place any liquid in the energy gel mug, and in just minutes your water is positively charged and ready to enter your body in the most impressionable state. You've all heard about products that energize your water. Don't be fooled by imitators. Visit AquaNorthwest.com and learn more about the benefits of positively charged energy water. Call 888-7-AQUA-NW. That's 888-727-8269. Or visit AquaNorthwest.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. It's your show. You can take control and bring up anything. All right, so I admit it. Manwich stumped me with your little road theory scenario. And I am going to put a call out there to those who understand private roads better than I to answer Manwich's question.
I want to steal some credit on that one, because I did come in, you know, I knew that there was going to be an issue here tonight that arose from that article that Manwich and I would agree from, and I knew that there was going to be something we'd get you.
You absolutely get credit there, but you certainly didn't know that I was going to admit to being stumped.
No.
And you've stumped me on that one. I don't have an immediate answer. I couldn't dig one up during the break. So, to those of you out there who understand privatizing the roads better than me, please, bail me out.
And the BBS will be alive with this one.
Yes. Bail me out. Email the show at ftl@freetalklive.com and give me an answer to the situation where the evil road owner is preventing Manwich from leaving his house because he bought the road in front of it. That's what I want to hear.
Ian is the evil road owner.
I'm the evil road owner.
That's right.
Because I want to starve you to death, Manwich, in your own home.
That needs to be like a new nickname for you now.
All right. So, let's see. Where are we going to go next? Emails actually have been rolling in here all night long.
Really?
And
I like some of those stream of consciousness emails that we get.
Yeah.
I love those things where people just, you know, make comments on the things we're talking about but don't reference the comments that we made, so we have no idea. They'll say, good one, Ian. What?
Like, so we're going to get it like right at that moment, you know?
Here's something that I think we can all come back to an agreement on. Congressional sadists. Even though April 15th is more than a month and a half away, this is the time of year when people are thinking about and preparing their income tax returns. So it's a good time to contemplate this particular bit of oppression under which half of the adult population labors.
Half?
Many people act as though the income tax and the demands it makes on us are facts of nature.
Well, I want to answer his half. Yeah, half of all people in this country don't pay income tax. They just cheat.
That's amazing.
What do you mean cheat?
They just don't pay.
Really?
Yeah, there are a lot of people in this country.
Illegal aliens.
There are a lot of people in this
small
country.
Small business people and, what was the other? Drug dealers?
I guess.
There's a lot of people involved in the underground economy.
There's just a lot of people also, more than half of Americans, I think it's actually 75%, definitely think it's okay to cheat on your taxes in some way or another.
Have you seen what the government does with them?
Yeah, exactly.
And I have to be part of that 75%. I think it's okay. Use any deduction you can use.
Many people act as though the income tax and the demands it makes on us are facts of nature. Benjamin Franklin said, in this world, nothing certain but death and
taxes.
But we ought to acknowledge that these are two quite different phenomena. Taxes are an act of will. Death eventually comes, despite any preference to the contrary. Well, there are some people who are working to stop that. As you sweat out the tax season, bear in mind that identifiable men and women, the members of Congress, inflict this pain on you. They know what you go through. They know the hours that you put in and the money that you spend. They know that you look frantically for missing receipts just to keep a few more dollars that, after all, belong to you anyway.
Yeah.
They know that you fear the hell out of an IRS audit, yet they refuse to stop the torture. They could do it, but they don't, because you only matter around election time, which is a long time after tax day. This suggests a modest, short-run approach to tax reform. Move tax day to the day before election day, and for good measure, abolish withholding. That's one of your favorites,
Abolishing withholding would make all the difference in the world.
I would love to do both of those things.
Yeah.
But the problem is, how the hell are we going to get 535 people in Congress, these scumbags, these thugs, to do something like that? That's the important question.
Isn't there some kind of ground-up thing the American people can do? Ground-up. Thing
like what? Move to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project.
That would be one.
Do that this hour. Free State Project. Free Talk Live brought to you by the Free State Project. Your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. For more information about the Free State Project, call them toll free at 1-888-532-4604 or log on at freestateproject.org. Again, that's 1-888-532-4604 or log on at freestateproject.org. I think that's the absolute answer to this. It's not going to end with holding.
It's the answer I've made already.
It's not going to end with holding on the federal government level, but what we could literally do in New Hampshire is pass a law that says, from here on out, all New Hampshire business people are no longer, you don't have to withhold your people's taxes. And we'll protect you. If the feds come after you, we'll send the state police out to protect you. That's what we could do. And that's just one idea. Who knows what else other people could think of. Anyway, he says, imagine if people trudge to the polls the day after sending fat checks to the IRS. That might bring the incumbents down a notch. You have to wonder how such a sadistic... This is, by the way, Sheldon Richmond from the Future of Freedom Foundation. You have to wonder how such a sadistic group of people can call themselves our leaders. Why won't they relieve us from the dastardly income tax? Well, the answer is obvious. They want the large amount of money and the social engineering powers that only an income tax can provide. Whenever you hear a politician talk about compassion and wanting to make a difference, think of the IRS. The 19th century political philosopher Lysander Spooner, saw through the pretense as no one has since. He compared the tax authority to a highwayman. And that means a robber, by the way.
Yes, by the way, the name is Lysander.
Lysander Spooner, thank you. But he saw a profound difference between the two. As he wrote in his publication, No Treason, quote, the highwayman does not pretend that he has any rightful claim to your money or that he intends to use it for your own benefit. He does not pretend to be anything but a robber. He has not acquired impudence enough to profess to be merely a protector, and that he takes men's money against their will, merely to enable him to protect those infatuated travelers who feel perfectly able to protect themselves or do not appreciate his peculiar system of protection. Furthermore, having taken your money, he leaves you as you wish him to do. He does not persist in following you on the road against your will, assuming to be your rightful sovereign, on account of the protection he affords you. And he does not keep protecting you by commanding you to bow down and serve him. by requiring you to do this and forbidding you to do that, by robbing you of money as often as he finds it, as often as he finds it for his interest or pleasure to do so, and there's more. The income tax is definitely a pain in the ass, and it needs to be ended. This is your show, Free Talk Live. Take control, 1-800-259-9231. Though if you want to take control, you better make that call now, because we're only here till 10 o'clock Eastern Time. This is your show, Free Talk Live.
If you're $10,000 in credit card debt or more and are making minimum monthly payments but getting nowhere, Debt Relief USA has the answer. Call 1-800-516-6567 now. Debt Relief USA has ways through special programs to reduce your principal and interest. You may qualify to reduce your credit card debt as much as 75%. Just call 1-800-516-6567 for a risk-free debt analysis. Stop losing sleep over annoying, harassing phone calls. Don't even consider bankruptcy until you know your options. We cannot help unless you call 1-800-516-6567 today. Our debt relief specialists understand and know the answer to getting you out of credit card debt fast. Just one call will put your life back on track. If you're $10,000 or more in credit card debt, call for a free debt evaluation at 1-800-516-6567 for the relief you need. Debt Relief USA is helping Americans re-secure their financial future one client at a time, excluding Maryland and New York.
Cool weather brings cool cars. I don't think so. A cooling system can run too hot or too cold if not prepared for winter. Here's your to-do. Ask your local shop to perform the BG coolant flush. A simple test strip tells if your coolant's protecting the engine from temperature extremes or breaking down and corroding. The BG chemistry cleans the system, then adds new coolant with conditioners. Ask your shop for a BG coolant flush or go to bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com.
Want to know the secret to finding a shop that can keep your car running like new? Find the cleanest shop in town, where cleaning is top priority. Not talking about clean floors, but better shops have those too. I mean shops that have the best training, equipment, and chemistry to clean every air, fuel, and fluid system in your vehicle. Keep it clean, and you don't have to keep replacing parts. Find your clean shop at bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com.
This is Jeff Diamond, and we're talking to the creator of Right Size Smoothies, Steve Bostick.
I just got off the phone with a woman who ordered Right Size last week. Her name was Joni, and she'd already lost 12 pounds in only 7 days, and she was so excited. She said this is the first time that she's tried a weight loss product that actually worked for her.
When you drink a Right Size smoothie, you feel like you're full, and that's what you're looking for, isn't it?
We call it the Hunger Smashing Smoothie. We've developed a cutting-edge appetite manager called Appamine. It's in the smoothie. You drink the smoothie. It knocks out your appetite. It helps your brain burn more calories than you take in safely and without being hungry. And as you know, that's what leads to weight loss. It's a great product.
And you're going to let people try this for free for 2 weeks.
It's the best deal that anybody's ever offered on a weight loss product. You don't pay anything up front. You try the product free for 2 full weeks, see how it works for you, and either you lose the weight or you never pay for it.
Call 1-888-223-2838. 1-888-223-2838. That's 1-888-223-2838 for Right Size Smoothies.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. Inside the final segment of the program, it's Ian here with you.
And Johnson.
And Manwich.
We're here till 10 o'clock Eastern Time. And don't forget to get interactive at freetalklive.com. We've got the Shrine of Female Listeners there, live streaming, and much, much more. We're going to get right here to the phones, to the fun, to Helly. Helly in Ohio, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hello, guys. Jonathan and Manwich.
Hello. Hey.
I wanted to say just briefly what you guys were arguing about, some of the boundaries. As an elderly woman once taught me a few years ago, where one man's freedom ends where another man's rights begin. Mm-hmm. And your talk about, say, loudness or playing of loud sounds, the same thing did happen here frequently to many people, where somebody decided to have a party with a box around a swimming pool at 2 or 3 in the morning and get mm-hmm. drinking and making a lot of noise. Well, that interfered with the person's right to have a quiet night and freedom to sleep and rest and wake up alert and ready to go to work.
Do you have a right to have a quiet night?
Sure.
Okay.
Everybody has a right to have a quiet night.
Well, what if I work at nighttime? Do I have a right to have a quiet day?
Well, sure, and you can do that.
We shouldn't have to
do that. You can see that happens, but most most bigger towns have ordinances where you're not supposed to start working with chainsaws until after 7 or 8 in the morning.
Right.
So people have
the
ability to sleep. But basically, you know, both it's the balance of that boundary on the loudness issue. And roads are another issue. I don't know if you want to talk briefly about that or not.
I don't know. If you have anything to say, you should say it.
Sure. Well, sure. The purpose of government is to do those things for us that we cannot do ourselves. I mean, if you look at it that way from a more libertarian point of view, is, you know, provide for the common defense and the domestic defense, which is the police, and beyond that to do things that we can't do for ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
And like in Ohio, a lot of the people own property from one side of the road to the other side of the road. We own to the center of the street. And it would be difficult for every single person to pave the 60 foot in front of his house.
Certainly. Well, that's why we've talked about this before, and man, which was more agreeable, I proposed having all the people who are on a particular street, you know, have sort of a street owners association, and they can all work together in order to get the street repaved.
And everybody, there's a government right of way, even though we own to the center of the street, there's a 60 foot right of way, and it allows for, and it states in there, it's allowed for public transportation, safety forces, fire police, whatnot. And that's what a small government does, and I guess it's an argument. The federal government takes somewhere between, it can take as much as 28 or 32% of your income, and usually the state income taxes are a small amount, 1 to 8%. But local governments usually only take in Ohio anywhere from 0.5% to 2%.
Got it. Well, it all adds up. That's for damn sure.
And so you don't pay a whole lot, so they kind of do on a community basis what you're talking about doing on a block-wide basis. I guess the best way to do it is having a minimum street department with minimum employees and putting most of all the paving out for bid.
I agree. That certainly would be a huge improvement upon what we have today. I'd certainly support that. And I just firmly believe that as we reduce government, we'll start to see other ways that we hadn't thought of before that maybe it would work if we didn't let government take care of it. I think there are definitely some improvements that we can make, and you mentioned police as one of them. I think the police could use a lot of work too, although I'm not quite sure what all needs to be done. I think somehow we need to introduce some competition into the policing field. Go ahead and let jurisdictions overlap, and let's see how quick they get to your house when you call 911.
That's how it used to be with fire departments in New York City.
Helly, thanks for the call, man. Call us again sometime.
1-800-259-9231.
It's Ben Ian here with you.
And Johnson.
And Manwich.
More fun tomorrow night starting at 8 o'clock Eastern Time tomorrow night. We're going to be Less is More starting tomorrow night on Free Talk Live. We're 2 hours a night during the week, and we still have our 3-hour Saturday show. So we'll see you at 8 Eastern tomorrow. Log on, freetalklive.com.
If you're tired of...